Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection today, I want to make a quick invitation to you. In response to Pope Francis declaring this year as the year of St. Joseph, we're inviting the Come Follow Me community to participate in the 33-day preparation and consecration to St. Joseph. This begins on February 15th and ends on the Solemnity of St. Joseph on March 19th. We'll be discussing the life of St. Joseph daily in our community and offering times to pray with one another. Find out more at comefollow.me/consecration. One of the places that I find myself really contemplating on the reality that I'm in lately is when I'm waiting in line in a drive-through. And it's similar if you were like stuck in traffic on the interstate or something, where you're backed up and there's all these cars around you. And the thing that commonly goes through my head is just this reality that we have to be very careful when we're so close. When we get so close to other people and other in their vehicles, when you're driving in kind of a tighter space, you pay very close attention and you really start to like zone in and just make sure that you're not going to do anything to hurt anyone. Now that versus like traveling on the interstates and going 70 miles an hour. We're still careful, but you can tend to be more distracted. Like I'm really like amazed at just watching how people, not everyone of course is just like careful, but it occurs to me that when we're careful, we're able to get closer to people. When we're really attentive to what's going on, we're able to get closer. When we slow down, we're able to get closer to people. And I think about this in light of just our day and especially with the Lenten season coming up and just this need for us, really, really for me to be able to slow down. There are so many things going on. But I think that the thing that affects me about this thing is what could happen? What is possible? You know how close I can get to these individuals? You know how you start to realize the people next to you when you're close to them, when you're slowing down? Even when you're in the coffee drive-through, just people you don't even know, but you start to really look at things and you start to pay attention to things. Now, I also think about the same reality with God. And it immediately draws my heart to God and says, God, what would happen if I let you get close to me? What would happen if I started paying attention and getting really close to you? Now I get really, really impatient with things. I'm someone who really can kind of see the potential in things, and I can see kind of what needs to happen. And I can be very critical, and I just get really impatient because I know how I want things to be. And I'm sure I'm not unique in that. So I know there are many people like that. But I guess my tendency is to just question, like, God, why are you allowing this to happen? Why aren't you fixing this? And so my heart often is very fast paced. And today, as I was kind of just reflecting upon this reality or this theme of just getting close and the attentiveness and the beauty that can come from getting close to another, and what happens when we slow down, what becomes possible when we slow down, I really start to think of of how badly it is that I need to slow down so that I can be more attentive to what God is doing in my life. There was a quote from St. Augustine. It says, "If God seems slow in responding, it is because he is preparing a better gift. He will not deny us. God withholds what you are not ready for. He wants you to have a lively desire for his greatest gifts." And this quote just struck me as I was thinking about this reality of I was sitting waiting for my coffee, that God wants me to have a lively desire for his greatest gifts, that I would grow to become someone that truly believes that if you're not fulfilling those desires of my heart right now, that what you're preparing for me is even greater. And what a beautiful gift that is. And an even better way, as we start to look forward and anticipate Lent, this is a great time. We're just under 2 weeks away from getting started in Lent. And within that time now, we have some time to really prepare to say, okay, God, how can we slow down? And we don't want it to catch us. We don't want to like look up and realize that Lent is here and we've done nothing to really prepare or to kind of have a game plan for Lent. And before we know it, we're halfway through Lent and we're still trying to figure some of those things out. So now is a beautiful time to really start thinking about that. And I know right now that one of the things I'm going to strive to do is to slow down so that I can be more attentive to, more aware of what God is doing in my life and what beautiful things I can come to understand within that. From Isaiah, it says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would draw us close to you, that amidst the chaos of our days and the busyness of all the things that you call us to be attentive to, that our hearts would slow down, that we would look around and be attentive to what you are doing, that we would recognize the need to slow down. Help us, Lord, to seek you out. Help us, Lord, to stop and look around, to find great peace in just being in your presence throughout the day. And help us, Lord, to trust in your beautiful plan, that we would grow to have a lively desire for your greatest gifts. We ask this in your name. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.